This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Back. Hopefully you are too. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, right? I mean, it's that simple. You know, you talk about going a little overboard here. We're going to talk a lot this hour about how we've now gone, the pendulum, as they say, has swung totally in the other direction. And what I mean by that is, you know, you went for years where black was a shameful thing, and we're going past that, and now everything has to do with black. Everything. Do you realize that that's not going to make it better? But, you know, they think it will. They have no... They have absolutely no scientific evidence to prove it, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be awake, right? What is it? Be woke. A couple of crazy stories, you know. We're going to do a lot of college campus crazies because it's bad, right? I mean, it's really bad. The Rutgers English Department, they've announced a list of anti-racist initiatives, including, ready for this one, de-emphasizing traditional grammar. Because why? Grammar is white. It is racist. This is just amazing, right? In an email sent to Juneteenth, titled on Juneteenth, titled "Department Actions in Solidarity with with Black Lives Matter," English Department Chair Rebecca Wolkowitz explained that the planned initiatives are a way to contribute to education of systemic inequities facing Black, Indigenous, and people of color. Wolkowitz described one of the initiatives as incorporating critical grammar into our verbiage. She says critical grammar challenges the familiar dogma that writing instruction should limit emphasis on grammar sentence level issues so as not to put students from multilingual, non-standard academic English grounds at a disadvantage. Here's the deal. They're only at a disadvantage when you don't teach them properly. And this is what the liberals have been doing in education for decades. Dumb it down. If the kids can't do the work, or if the kids aren't passing, let's not give the teachers the tools that they need or encourage the teachers to teach, I don't know, stronger, better, whatever it takes. Let's lower the standards. Let's make it easier for them to pass. California, I don't know, I guess it got so bad here. We were 47th in the country at one time for education. It got so bad here that we had to wipe out the exit exam for high school. You know why? Because the kids couldn't pass it. Somehow they had enough credits, right? They had the grades to pass it, but they couldn't pass the actual test. So let's do away with the test. Let's not make sure the kids have a clue. Let's do away with the test. Think about it. English backgrounds They say non-standard academic English backgrounds are just right. I grew up in that. Most of the kids I grew up with, English was not their first language. Italian was. And they don't speak it till good when they first get here. Now, some of you are cringing right now. Too bad. Deal with it. Because that's what they sounded like. All right, but you know what? Instead of just making fun of them, instead of going, we're not going to let anybody talk to you like that, we taught them English. We taught them how to speak. We taught them how to read. We, as a group, as a class, we taught them. So they actually could make a difference in the country they decide to come to. They didn't come here because they knew they would get by. Because we had some of the best education facilities in the world. We had the best opportunities. Anybody could make it if they came here. And it's gotten better decade by decade by decade. And some of these teachers, some of these educators, some of these people pushing for equality, if you would, they're using numbers and times and processes from 1950s to prove their point. We are not in 1950 anymore. Since 2012, the Rutgers English Department... Oh, here's the thing. I'm sorry. The email reads, instead encourages students to develop a critical awareness of a variety of choices available to them with regard to micro-level issues in order to empower them and equip them to push against biases based on written accents. Why? Since 2012, Rutgers English Department has had a committee on bias awareness and prevention. In the email, however, Wolkowitz lobbied that the department move from a role of emphasizing awareness and prevention towards a role emphasizing culture change. So in mid-June, the committee decided they're going to require all English instructors to remotely attend at least one workshop on how to have an anti-racist classroom. So did they have racist classrooms before? Were they pushing racism in their class? I'm just trying to understand. Organized two tech-ins focused on Black Lives Matter, anti-racism, police brutality, and prison reform. I don't see anti-Semitism in there anywhere. Develop internship initiatives. Or anti-bullying. Is that in it? No, it's not there. Okay. Develop internship initiatives to support the goals of diversity and equity and to decolonize the Writing Center. You know what they mean by decolonize. Jump in your house. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
More tomfoolery here on The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And seriously, get involved, get engaged. And I keep telling people, find your place. And when I say find your place, you're complaining about what's going on out there, what's going on in the political world, what's going on in the education world. Do something. I mean that. Do something. Go figure out what you can do to help. And that could be a number of things. There are all kinds of odd jobs these schools need you to do once they get back in session. You want to get past that? I mean, when it comes to running campaigns and getting somebody elected, we're coming up on a major league election time. What are you doing? Do you know how to maybe get your, get your local team of people together, people that you have a lot in common with? Send them an email. Tell them why you're supporting a candidate. Find out from that candidate what they need. You may not have any money to speak of, but you sure as heck have got friends you can email. And that doesn't cost anything. No paper, no pencil, no envelope, and no stamp. So don't tell me you can't make a difference, because you can. You just got to be willing to. Anyway, we're talking about Rutgers University deciding that basic grammar is racist. Racist in nature, written by racist people. I love this. Everything, you realize now everything is racist. Doesn't matter what it is. I guess Twinkies is going to have that black filling. I don't know. I'm just guessing here. We have to dye marshmallow black now, too. Really, I mean, everything. I was telling somebody the other day, watch the commercials on TV. Well, the reason I said the pendulum has moved in the direction is because they think, they really believe that all this is going to stop, that all this rioting, all this smashing of windows, burning of police cars was actually done by people who care about black lives. It wasn't. We know it wasn't. If you cared about black lives, I'd love to have one of them on the show. If you truly, honestly cared about black lives, why are you smashing and burning down stores of mom-and-pop black owners? Why would you do that? Especially community stores. I don't know why you'd smash down anything or burn down anything. But why? I mean, some of these stores were owned by people that have been in the community 20, 30 years. Probably helped your parents make it through rough times. Helped other black couples make it through rough times. And yet you want to burn a place down, but you don't even know why. That black life didn't matter to you. How many of you went down and attended funerals of black police officers? None from the BLM. Again, proving black lives don't matter. Did you protest in Chicago when they took the lives of the 1, the 3, the 9, the 10, and the 14-year-old young girls studying at home, being in the car? No, none of you. That's why I say it's a sham. If you really believe that black lives matter, and that all black lives matter, then all black lives would matter. So anyway, Rutgers has decided, you know, they buy into this thinking that they're going to be spared. They don't do this because they really believe in it. But they're not. They won't be spared in the end. Some of the things that they're pushing for the June meeting, they're pushing because of their June meeting. They want to organize two teach-ins focused on Black Lives Matter, anti-racism, police brutality, and prison reform, not to mention anti-Semitism. No, of course not. They wouldn't do that. They don't want to do anything about anti-Semitism or bullying because they love bullying Jews. Develop internship initiatives to support the goals of diversity and equity. And ready for this? And decolonize the Writing Center. That means there's too many white people there. Design in the reading for Rutgers Day 2021 to address anti-black racism and social justice. Very important. Organize readings from 2021 addressing issues related to the Black Lives Matter movement and systemic racism. Now, I have had no less than a dozen black people on the show that say systemic racism doesn't exist. So it ain't Joe. If you don't like it, go back, grab the shows, write them. And if you're white and you're writing me about this stuff, don't bother. Because many of you hypocrites have told me, I cannot discuss. Okay? I can't discuss black issues because I'm not black. Women's issues because I'm not a woman. Think about that. Now, here's a sneaky little thing that Planned Parenthood just did. You'll love this one. Their New York chapter, they renounced the founder, Margaret Sanger, over her racist eugenics. Now, Planned Parenthood Greater New York announced on Tuesday it would be removing the name of Margaret Sanger, the founder of the country's largest abortion provider, from its, ready for this, from its offices across the country. No, you got all excited, didn't you? Me too. No, just from its Manhattan Health Center. Because she had a harmful, I guess that's the only place for black people, at the Manhattan Health Center. Why do they call it a health center? They kill people. That's not health, that's unhealthy. Anyway, due to her harmful connection to the eugenics movement, harmful, she was all for it. No connection, she was 100% behind it. I mean, rocket fuel. The decision comes after more than 350 current and former staffers, including 800 donors of the Planned Parenthood, signed a June 18th open letter claiming the organization has a history and a present steeped in white supremacy. The letter also said that Sanger was a racist and a white woman. Karen Seltzer, the chair of the New York Affiliates Board, said the decision to remove Sanger's name from its Manhattan building was necessary and long overdue. Planned Parenthood, the national organization, said it's in full support of the New York chapter. They all operate independently. Decision. Planned Parenthood, like many other organizations that have existed for a century or more, is reckoning with our history and working to address the historical inequities to better serve patients of our, then take them out of black communities. How's that? If you really want to deal with inequity, if you really want to play by the rules of BLM, then remove them from the black communities. You like 8-1 when it comes to black to white communities. Why is that? Because Planned Parenthood, they don't do anything unplanned. Let me tell you what. They know why they're in those neighborhoods. They know what they're doing. Think about it. The Anti-Abortion Students for Life America organized have also launched the SOS Strike Out Sanger campaign, calling for the removal of all Sanger statues and symbols from across the... Oh, God bless them. You don't get any more racist than Margaret Sanger was, in her own words, in her own speeches and recordings. She called the black people undesirables. We should allow them to reproduce. But she'd be getting away with it forever. Anybody know what one of the highest esteemed trophies or what have you can get in the Democrat Party? It's the Margaret Sanger Award. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. We'll be back in just a few.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The nation got another dose of bad economic news as the number of laid-off workers seeking jobless benefits rose for the first time since late March, intensifying concerns that the resurgence of the coronavirus is stalling or even reversing economic recovery. On top of that, the extra $600 in weekly unemployment benefits provided by the federal government on top of whatever assistance states provide is set to expire on July 31st. More than 1.4 million people applied for jobless benefits last week, the Labor Department said, up from 1.3 million the previous week. And that's the first increase since March and the 18th straight week that it has topped 1 million. Before the pandemic, applications had never in history exceeded 700,000. Congress is continuing to negotiate another aid package that could extend the extra unemployment support, though likely less than the 600 being given now. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
Yeah, right.
We are back. Oh, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spending with us on the air, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. I wonder if Nancy Pelosi, you think she would call, I don't know if some of you saw it. You see the image of the Ohio man who was kneeling on a white kid's neck, a kid, and basically offering it up to BLM? I told you this was going to be dangerous, remember? The Ohio man who put out a, who was out on parole has been thrown in jail, waits a new felony charge after a photo circulating on social media showing him posing with his knee on the neck of a crying white two-year-old boy. The message referenced Black Lives Matter. The Clark County Sheriff's Office first became aware of the photo circulating when it saw the video online. Right? That simple. Photo shows a man who has since been identified as 20-year-old Isaiah Jackson with his knee on the neck of a crying white toddler, only wearing a diaper. Another person holds the hands behind his back. Man, how tough they are, huh? This is what I keep telling you guys. They're cowards. They're flat-out cowards. And the ones that are paid to dress up in all that garb, right? They're given shields. They're given all kinds of stuff. It's hilarious. These are not grassroots scenarios. These are paid armies. These are paid thugs. Right? And look at them. The photo showed the man who has since been identified as 20-year Isaiah Jackson. And that other person who holds the child hands behind the back, they need to be identified too. Right? No, that's simple. Patrol units were able to determine a location where the incident took place. And made contact with both the mother and the child, as well as the male subject seen kneeling in the image. Right? The relationship between Jackson and the child's mom is unknown. Are they friends? Are they not friends? Are they dating? Jackson, a parole authority holder from the Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Correction, he was taken into custody, remains incarcerated in the Clark County Jail. to provide a determination on the scope and the breadth of the felony charges, they're going to be looking into more. They won't identify the child, obviously. Sheriff's Office said the mother, who also has not been identified, told deputies that she was unaware of the photo having been taken or its contents. But the investigation is going on, and they're looking at her as well. An Atlanta-era high school special education teacher is under fire for purportedly commenting beneath the same photo, further encouraging violence against white people and the white child. Right? So what they want to do is they're going to fix hate with more hate. That kind of what they're saying? I'm just curious. The more and more I read this stuff, I just find it interesting. These are the people running around talking about tolerance and love. Remember Trump? Remember Love Trump's Violence or something like that? Cedar Grove High School interrelated teacher... What the heck is that? Interrelated teacher Brian Papkin, he commented beneath the photo writing, "Again, you're doing it wrong. One knee on the center of the back of the neck. And you lean into it until death. You saw the video. Get around to it. Stop screwing around." From a teacher at a high school. And I'm sure the teachers union will go to bat for this person. Right? I mean, enough. Enough with this stuff. Seriously. If hate is hate, then this is the hypocrisy of the left. I always told you, it would shine. They can't hold it back. People who hate at the level that they do, they can't hold it back. They can never stop. They're going to keep coming after you and me. They're going to keep it up because they see us as dangerous. They see our words as dangerous. Think about that. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's see, what else we got? Oh, yeah, this one here, this is a good one. Now, I'm not a fan or a hater, all right? But Joe Rogan is being attacked by Men's Health, right? They're trying to cancel Joe Rogan for his transphobic, and they're really upset with him. Why? Well, they're trying to shame Joe Rogan for daring to have a guest on his podcast who disagrees with giving gender reassignment hormones to children. Well, guess what? I disagree with it, too. And guess what? Many doctors disagree with it. Many pediatricians. Not right-wing. You have many left-wing pediatricians that disagree with it. But you can't tell the left that. Because if you're not 100% in agreement with them, with or without science, you just have to be on their page or they hate you. That's why I keep calling them hypocrites. Extreme hypocrites. Rogan has a history of platforming divisive voices. Now he's actively fanning the flames of hate, they say. They caption their tweet, which links an article to their site titled, "Joe Rogan is spreading transphobic hate speech and it's putting lives in danger." You know what? Giving kids hormone blockers at 6, 7, and 8 and up aren't putting kids in danger. So say the doctors. As a matter of fact, you don't even have to have a degree, a doctorate degree, to know that these kids' bodies, until they're 16, 17, 18, they're still maturing, they're still coming together, and it's not all about sex. You can't block these hormones because there's chemicals, there's things that need to take place in those bodies for strong bones, strong health, strong organs, and all of that. But you know better. You've done absolutely no studies on this stuff, but you know better. We know it's bad. We know it's wrong already, and doctors are showing proof. I've got hundreds of links to doctors, stories, sites, hospitals that will tell you how bad this is, especially at a young age. So a magazine called Men's Health, think about that for a minute, is very upset that someone would dare to disagree with things like giving puberty blocker drugs to children and biological males competing in female sports. I got news for you. There's many people upset about biological males. This, you know what it is? The left is so hell-bent on proving that everybody's exactly the same, which is not true. That they don't care what you do with sports. Look at, these were the same people that screamed that men were stronger than women, so we had to have Title IX, so we'd have different fields, we'd have different opportunities for women to play sports. Right? Because they were built differently. They had different strengths and weaknesses. Come on, play that out in your head. They're so confused. It's sickening. They're very confused people. All right? I mean, really. I can't read this because they got it blocked. Of course they do, right? And it's funny because basically what Rogan said, I think this had to do, it has to do with, what's this person's name? It is Fallon Fox. And for the record, knocked out two women, right? Now, it's a male who identifies as a female. I'm not so sure she or he went through the surgery, so I'm just guessing here. All right? And very, very proud of the fact that he had caused these women's skulls. He fractured these women, their skulls. All right? And very, very upset about the transphobic nonsense. It's not transphobia. Look, I'm not afraid of you if you want to switch. This is where the ignorance, this is where we've done our kids a big injustice. They're pulling down statues of abolitionists who tried to stop slavery because they were sure that they were slave owners. Had no clue. Right? And one person says, look, I actually listened to this knowing nothing about either. I never got a phobic vibe from anybody. The woman speaking about this was knowledgeable and supportive of the trans community. But she went through to say, the person speaking on this, you can't have somebody born as a male, who trains as a male, who has the upper body strength of a male, and then starts beating on females in the ring. How does that make any sense? Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
I'm sorry, some of you saw me shaking my head in total amazement. You know what? You know the old saying that we are going to hell in a handbasket? And in a handbasket. It's one of those slides where you're sitting in the potato sack and it's going down at a million miles an hour. The Minnesota Attorney General, Ellison, says the police should not. I can't believe this. This can't be true. Minnesota AG Ellison says police shouldn't respond to rape calls if the attacker has already fled. Because they never come back, right? What if they decide halfway down the road that, oh my God, look what I've done, I need to go back and kill her? Because I'm sure that has never happened. I mean, these people are freaks. I'm talking freaks. All right, back to reality. Please let this be reality. No, this can't be reality either. A BLM speaker says there's only one common enemy. That's the white man. And we have to figure out how to get rid of him. Problem is, if you can see my picture here, he's a white man. Such how stupid these people are. At a Black Lives Matter demonstration in London on Sunday, a speaker who is a self-described mixed-race member of the LGBTQ community. God. Let me tell you what. You see the picture? He's not black. If he's black, he's like 3% black. He's the white man. And once we realize that we're all fighting the same fight, it just strengthens the army. Before finally saying all these groups of people, the issues they face, it all comes down to the same thing. The white man is keeping me down. As part of the BLM demonstration, protesters marched from Marble Arch in Hyde Park to Vauxhall Pleasure Gardens. That's where the speaker took the stage to address the crowd with his... Wasn't that stunning about that speech? It's as dumb as the day is long in the summertime. I mean, really, these guys are not that swift. And it's it is just totally amazing to me that we let them get away with this stuff. I don't know if some of you heard some of the hot stories of the day, if you would. The Bill Gates, he says, you know, it might take multiple vaccine doses to protect people from the virus. So this whole herd virus thing they've been selling us for decades, I guess that's not true, is it? Right? Then we heard the Portland mayor. Some of you heard the Ted Wheeler. He joined the riots. And then he got tear gassed. Now, people can't figure out how that happened. You're an official. He's breaking the law. Right? When you get yourself involved in a riot, you're breaking the law. On the 56th straight night of rioting, 56 straight nights, we're coming up on 2 months. They can't get this thing under control. But they tell me it's peaceful. It's so peaceful that the mayor decided to wear, you know, face mask and all that other stuff. Ted Wheeler joined the violent protests on Wednesday. However, in a scene reminiscent of what the Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey faced when he attempted to do the same thing in early June. These guys, they never learn. They see people do this. These are not your friends. These people, this group, are not your friends. They will turn on you so fast. Almost immediately upon leaving his office, Wheeler was confronted by protesters about his position on qualified immunity. He was then accosted with broken glass jars dropped right in front of where he was walking. People surrounded him. They were cursing at him. They were calling for his resignation. But these were friends. These were buddies. I'm out here supporting you. I love you. God bless these people. Brain dead. How do they get elected? The only way they can get elected is if there's brain dead people electing them. Sorry. Is there any other thing? When he refused to commit to abolishing the city police force, they got angry. Imagine that. People in the protest crowd react to Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler saying that he won't commit to abolishing police, and they start yelling at him. Now, at one point, the mayor was apparently attempting to discuss his views on systemic racism while noting his own privilege as a white man. Right. Yeah, because that's going to help you. You already saw how that worked out, so you went back for more. Now, agents used tear gas to disperse rioters after the crowd began firing objects at a nearby courthouse. Wheeler was escorted to safety by his own security team, the same police they want a lot of these guys are talking about defunding and getting rid of. Well, maybe they're not police. Maybe they are a private security team. You know, and again, do they think that if they appease the BLM, people are going to be fine? Because they're not. So Portland, what does Portland do quickly? They quickly pass a new policy that bans all police members from working with federal officers. And it bans them from intentionally arresting or using force on journalists or legal observers. What is a legal observer? See, look, when are you people going to figure this out? Because I know some of you trollers listen to my show. When are you people going to figure this out? They're not for you. Look at this. You see it here. they're for the lawless. If you're here illegally, they're your buddy. If you're smashing police cars and setting them on fire, they're your friend. If you hate Trump, they're your best buddy. If you attack these federal officers, buddy up, they want a hug. These people are sick. They're extremely sick. You need to stay very far away from them. I mean, real, I'm not joking. I am not joking. It isn't a lighthearted, ha-ha funny. Not by any stretch of the imagination. And the stories he keeps, this is great. The stories he keeps, like I said, they're trying to make a swing so far over that now everything is black. Everything has to be black. University of Florida is now threatening to punish students for not wearing masks while socializing. Okay. The University of Florida warns students that failure to wear a mask and socializing are violations of the student code of conduct. The email message was sent to the students just before the 4th of July. University of Florida Vice President of Student Affairs, DeAndrea Mull, City Manager Lee Feldman, and Alachua County Manager Michelle Lieberman, they told students to wear masks, stay physically distant from other students, or face your consequences. Failure to follow local and state guidelines, such as those addressing large gatherings and wearing face coverings, will result in student conduct violations. Oh, they won't be able to drink beer at parties anymore, I guess. Students were given a list of activities that officials advised they should avoid. The list included, now remember, these are college kids, having or attending house parties or block parties, going to events with large groups or people, or socializing in crowded venues, going on trips or traveling in groups, and sharing cups. Make sure to stop breathing as well. I mean, college kids, right? Please understand that far-reaching health care risks associated with contracting the virus are bad. It just doesn't stop. No, really, they are trying to isolate us so we won't come together. They're trying to isolate us so we can't, well, some of us already figured out, so you can't figure out what they're doing. And that so you can't come together and free yourself. I mean, I'm telling you, there's a lot of police departments, sheriff's departments that will not support, will not enforce any of this. And I don't blame them. I wouldn't either. Let me tell you how crazy it's gotten. Harvard is getting pummeled to rename its Board of Overseers because overseers, the word overseers, has ties to slavery. See, even if you were an overseer over a situation, an event, a program, even if it has 300 different uses, the fact that it was once used to oversee the sale of slaves means it has to go. Okay? I'm telling you, I've said it a million times, and I mean it sincerely. If they're going to eradicate any reference, inference, reminder of slavery, why don't they get rid of the Democrat Party? Why don't they force the Democrat Party to disband? I'm just asking. Look at its true history. Just a question. Somebody needs to help me understand that. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Write it down. You're going to need it at some point in time. At some point in time, you'll have the guts to call in. Let me know what you think. Positive or negative. I don't have a problem with it. I am Joe Messina, your host. Listen, have a safe and great rest of the day. God bless. Don't do anything stupid. We want you back here with us tomorrow.